Well, hello. I fancy meeting you here. I married you. I did. I really, really married you. That's so weird. You're weird. You married me. You fool. You've legally bound yourself to me. There really is no escape now. Well, it's good that you've come to terms with it. Well, I like a man who can adapt. Even in the toughest of situations. How long have we been asleep? Well, I definitely was. You were rough on me. I've been wearing high heels all day. And you have gone a little easy on me. Well, at least the dress had the effect I wanted. I'm kidding. The perfect kind of sore. You were exactly the right amount of enthused. Mew. Mew. Can't believe you married me. I know, but it's here. It happened, and now I don't ever want to leave this room. Oh, that's good. I'm glad we're on the same page. So we just hide out of here forever. Well, they have room service and a bed. I see endless possibilities. Do not underestimate my laziness, mister. We have worked for this honeymoon. I am going to enjoy it. I will. I do deserve it, don't I? I mean, I did marry you. Well, I am a brave, brave. I am. Handsome weirdos are in short supply. Yes, you are. This face, and those eyes, and those hands. They're all mine now. And right now, I'd like all of them either asleep or on me. The choice is yours. Okay, but divorce me after we get back. I want to enjoy this honeymoon. Well, I think it's the very least we deserve. We suffered photos and vows and not getting to eat our own wedding cake. We deserve some sex and sleep. Speaking of which, I was thinking. You know how honeymoons are supposed to last a week, 2 weeks tops? Well, I was thinking we drag this bad boy out for as long as we can. I want to stay lazy. I'm relaxed. I'm with you. For as long as I possibly can. That is my mission. I'm very determined when I want to be. Right now, I'm determined to be all up in your general vicinity. The hungry. You've already eaten me many, many, many times. I was thinking actual food. I know, but I need energy. I have a feeling we needing some too. Well, I always was a girl with a plan. You didn't think my wedding night would be any different, did you? Food? Food. Pass me that book. I think I saw a steak on there. Even by our standards, I'm impressed. That was a lot of food. Sorry. It was the perfect amount of food. Getting a lot of my words today. It's almost like I've been distracted or something. Can't imagine why. Squidge my belly. It's full of steak and fries. Meanie. Fine. I will allow you to worship my belly. Only if you let me worship yours. Come on. Beautiful belly. I'm just gonna ignore you. I love the way it dips here. It rises here. Mm. More than anything, I love the way I lay on it. No, it's my belly now, thank you very much. No, get your own. You can squeeze mine if I can squeeze yours. We're married now, it seems the right thing to do. Thank you for loving my belly. And the rest of me too. I'm marrying you. Barry. Never let me forget, okay? You feel free to remind me constantly. Whenever we're eating, after work, when you're inside me, you know, just casual. I'm gonna forget about this conversation and then be very spooked midway through sex. You suddenly had an ego trip. Oh, hush. You're not lucky you're saddled with me. I must say, you brave it admirably. No more compliments. Well, I take up too much time and kissing is better. So, you willing to keep your promise? You said, not 2 weeks ago, that you were going to get me pregnant on the very first night. Now the question is, did I marry a liar? Mm-hmm. Even if you don't, I appreciate the noble effort.
Mm-hmm.